Hello, thank you for listening to this sermon from our Revive service. We hope it helps you learn more about God and allow you to grow closer to Him and in your faith.
Good morning. Good to see each of you here. Glad that you've joined with us as we worship the Lord. Psalm 150 says this, "Praise the Lord, praise God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness." And that's what we want to do this morning. We want to praise the Lord. And one of the ways that we could do that is giving testimony of what God's done in our lives. And so I've invited and encouraged our Canada Wilderness team to come and praise the Lord, to give testimony of what God did on that trip, and how God taught and stretched us and grew us. And so if you were part of that trip, if you would come and join me up on the platform here, we're gonna give them an opportunity to speak. Thanks, Pastor David. Speak into what they learned. And so they kind of have an order of how they'll be sharing here. And I think Ben and Dylan will be joining us when they arrive. So that's why I put them at the end. All right. So make sure you guys introduce yourself and then pass the mic on. All right. Great. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Pastor David. So my perspective on this trip was a little different than the rest of these guys, where I have been on many of these trips. So I did have some sort of expectation, even though we do tell them don't have any expectation because you don't know what is going to happen. And that is true, especially with this trip. With that, I think one of the things that I definitely continue to learn is trusting God's sovereignty, trusting God's will, and just trusting Him in general. So the reason for that is because having two of my kids on the trip this time made things a little different for me because I'm not always paired with my kids. I don't know if I was paired with you guys at all, was I? One with Logan? Oh, I was? You're like, when did you guys remember that?
Until we got stranded.
Until we got stranded, okay. I'll let them tell the stories now. With that said, like, there was a lot of things that you'll hear about that were more extreme than the normal extreme that we go through. It was a tough trip, but in that, I learned to trust God even more because I wasn't worried about myself, but it was me thinking of my kids the whole time. All right, who's protecting them? Who's watching over them? Who's going to get them down the rapids? Who's going to get them through the storm that we went through? So my mind was going through that the whole time with them on this trip. And so I was having to rely on God more and trust in Him. And so, he's been working on that with me for quite some time. And so it's just more of that. So I was very appreciative of that. And just thankful in His sovereignty that we were reminded that God is sovereign through all of this. But we always think of the extremes and what happens, but we don't necessarily think of, you know what, God protected us on our way up, and God protected us on our way back home. And honestly, the possibility of something happening in the car was a higher chance than the storm that came that night of happening every time. So God is sovereign no matter what happens, and we are to trust Him through all those things. So that was one of the biggest things that God taught me. My alone time with God on solo day, I used to dread solo day. This year, I was looking forward to it big time. Where you spend almost the whole day by yourself, not stranded, but out in the wilderness, just you and God. I loved it. Loved memorizing His word, loved praying, just enjoying His creation. So I think I grew in that area as well. And then the last thing that I had thought of is just our teamwork was amazing. We really saw the family of God coming together as a team just in our small group. And that was just awesome to see. These people did an amazing job going through by far my hardest Canada trip that I have ever been on. So very proud of them with that. So that's all for me for now.
Hi, my name is Logan. And this was my first time going on the Canada trip, so I didn't know what much to expect. But I learned through it that just to trust God, because a lot of crazy things happened and it can be scary sometimes, but when you trust in Him, it makes things a lot better. And I also saw, like, through the team that we worked together really well, and that when things got hard, we, like, encouraged each other. So that was very nice for everyone to, like, be encouraging. And I've just been trying to work my hardest to put God first in my life, and just reading the Bible, and just working hard to share the gospel to others.
I wrote down some notes that I wouldn't forget. But I'm Peyton. So this trip was a bit crazier than I expected it to be. But through each day, I think God taught me to go in with, like, no expectations, because it could be a little bit crazier than the next day or than the last day, or it could be easier. Whatever happened, I was just, God told me to, like, put my pride away and just go through the motions, kind of, and trust Him through everything. So He really calmed my mind throughout the whole entire trip, because I just tried to put on a smile, and I was just like, we're just going to go do this thing no matter what, because I had absolutely no control over the situation. And I think the team, there are a lot of people, a lot of different people up here, and they all brought many different traits and good qualities to everything that happened and helped out in many different ways. And I think what I learned throughout the trip was being able to, like, own my faith more and just be able to share the gospel, especially through people asking me about the Canada trip, or even, like, looking on the scar on my leg and being like, oh, where'd you get that from? I'll say, oh, Canada. And then I'll be able to tell people about the trip and what God taught me. And it's just brought me a lot closer, and I've shared a lot of memories with these people. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Zach. This is my first time going, but I've grown up with both my parents going and my siblings. So I was kind of worried more about the mosquitoes than anything. I was like, carrying a canoe, that will be fine, but it's actually a lot harder than you think. But on Monday, so the third day, we were stranded on an island, and I cut my hand with a pocket knife, and it was pretty bad. So really what I learned from this trip was you can't rely on yourself, because that's not going to get you anywhere. And just being able to pray whenever and wherever you are really helped, because that night I probably got 10 minutes of sleep, but I just felt God around me with just waking up and then hearing Mr. Ben be like, oh, I heard you last night, so I didn't get any sleep because I was just praying for you all night. So just hearing that team aspect of just, if one person fell down, the whole team picked us back up. So it was really neat to see that. And another thing I learned was just that you can't try and do everything by yourself, because that's just, it's not how it works. And when you do, then you'll just end up failing. So if you just put your whole mindset on God and put Him first, then it's going to be a lot easier than trying to do it by yourself.
Hello, I'm Jacob, and this is my first year going on the Canada trip, and I don't know anybody who's gone before except for Petey, but he's never told me about it, so I had no expectations of what it was going to be like, but I kind of figured it was going to be more canoeing than hiking, and it was. So the biggest thing I learned probably, well, what grew in, was patience. Because on the first day, my mom and I were in a canoe together, and storm came through, and it was pretty bad, and the winds were pretty strong, and we flipped twice. Only one was because of the storm. The first time was a... So that, it was hard for me to not get frustrated, not with just my mom, but with, like, the situation being capsized and having all my stuff wet and adding an extra 10 pounds to everything, but just praying and trusting in God helped me get through that. And the whole trip was a learning experience for sure, because there was a lot of things that went wrong, a lot of things that went right, and it was a long, long trip, even though it was only 5 days.
Hi, my name is Sally. I'm Jacob's mom. Going out there on the trip as a mom and seeing your child go through things was probably one of the toughest parts for me. I prayed for some very specific things before going on the trip. One of them was to give Jacob to God. Just let him work in his life without me trying to control everything. It turns out I kind of like to be in control. And also just for prayer to be a first instinct for me, because so many times I try to just do things in my own power. And why? God's in control. He already has the situation worked out to how he wants it to go. And so those were the big things that I was focusing on. And boy, did God deliver on those. Even just from that, the first portage, flipping over out of the canoe, and everything was wet, and I was worried, and then it started raining, and I panicked. Jacob actually calmed me down. He was great. But there were times when Jacob was out of sight, and I was just worried about him. And there were several times where Pastor Aaron was like, why don't you pray about it? Oh, yeah. That was a great learning experience. So many things were just completely out of my control, and I had no choice but to trust God. Another big thing for me was just I wanted God to use this trip, use me to talk to others and open doors for me to talk to others. I'm kind of shy, and so he has. This trip was exciting. It was a great way for me to, as a conversation starter. And it was great to see how God worked in everybody's lives, because he did. Everybody went through something on this trip.
Hi, I'm Katie. This was also my first time on the trip. So I kind of went into it with a lot of excitement because I usually like the outdoors. However, I did learn I may not like the outdoors as much as I thought I did. So it definitely pushed me in every type of way. And I think something that I learned was, one, I need rest, and I need to know my limits and know when I need to rely on other people. And then two, we have a really great team of people that went, and I was able to lean on them a lot. And Harrison and I were pretty newlyweds at that point. And the trip just helped me to lean on him more, because I try to always do stuff by myself. So it was, that was good for us. And I think it just showed me God's grace and mercy even more, because I think it was the first night when we were in our tents, and I think everybody was probably just praying constantly that night, because it was a pretty scary night. But it also helped me realize how much grace and mercy God gives us every single day for every single breath. So it was a good trip.
Hi, I'm Harrison. This was also my first time, but I did go on a similar trip with just my dad. So I had some expectations, but this trip definitely had some things that I could not control, that I did not expect to happen during the trip. And that was one thing that the Lord showed me, was that I try to control a lot of what happens in my life, even though sometimes I don't act like it, or I don't want to show that. And that's something that he showed me, was that I need to not only get over that, but to also acknowledge to myself that I do that within my life. And like she said, we were married for about 2 weeks. So that had some challenges, but The hardest points, we were kind of side by side, so that was nice.
Hi, my name is Andrew. So like most of us here, this is my first time going on this trip and also actually my first time outside of the U.S. So that was an interesting experience for being out there for 5 days. I think the biggest thing for me was my own strength. I tend to doubt myself a lot about my own abilities and, you know, what I can do physically or mentally or spiritually. And probably like on the first day after that storm and we were heading to the next site, we went through some kind of narrow channels, and I think with all the rain and whatnot that we went down a path that had some rapids in canoes, and that didn't go quite as well as we thought it would. I think all but maybe one canoe had flipped going down it, and I remember with Ben, because I was in his canoe at the time, that I remember we had almost made it all the way. We hit a rock, pretty much tilted over, or turned and then tilted over, and I remember holding on to the boat in the rapids. Ben dived after the map because he was the map guy for that day, and so he went down further down the rapids. I held on to the bag, put it back into the boat, flipped the boat back over, and then walked down the rapids, which I don't think I would have thought that I would have been able to do that, because I remember PA talking to me afterwards about that, of just seeing me slowly take steps down these big rapids. And it was just something like that where, you know, I was, another thing I told Ben afterwards was that I thought, like, oh, that was my first interaction with him, that's what I'll remember every time I meet him. But his reaction was, no, you walk down the boat, down these rapids, like, that takes incredible strength. And it was just something like that, that it's not that all the flaws I don't remember, but what I could actually kind of accomplish through some events like that. So, yeah.
It was also my first time on the trip. I really enjoyed it. I thought the storms and the rapids were fun. I loved our team and how we worked through those hard times, and we showed a lot through ourselves. And the biggest thing that I took away from it was how precious our time is, because when you're out there, especially on solo day, the time slows down a lot. And when I came back home, like, the biggest thing that I want to do is just take a piece of my day and slow it down, because we live too quickly and time can get away from us. But yeah, I really enjoyed myself, and hopefully we can go again.
I'm Ben. I had no intentions of speaking, but I got this great idea that I'll just come up late, just like the way I started the trip. So the morning we left, we were like a half hour late, and so we made the whole group late, which we felt terrible. And just a quick story, I didn't want to go on the trip whatsoever. I heard stories of past trips, and I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that. I think I'm an outdoor guy, but I just didn't want to do it. I'm kind of lazy, selfish. So yeah, truthfully, I didn't want to do it. You can talk to my wife afterwards on how I acted that morning. It was like probably one of the worst times I ever acted, just because I didn't want to go. Like, I was fighting it. I had had my stuff packed the way I wanted it, and I overslept, so my family tried to pack the rest for me, and I woke up and was like, where's all my stuff? And I was like, man, this ain't good. So I left the house extremely angry. It was probably the quickest we ever made it to church. But yeah, so that was not a good morning. Sorry again. But yeah, like Dylan said, it ended up being an awesome trip, something I would definitely do again. I enjoyed, like he said, I enjoyed the storms and the rapids, but I honestly thought we were going to die the first day, like, which I was ready, but maybe not quite like that. Like the storm the first night was just incredible. Something was incredible to experience, just the power, and then how powerless you are. So yeah, just a lot of trust in God was needed for sure. And then seeing throughout the trip, seeing it's kind of like I didn't want to come up here and talk, but seeing the strength of all these people to come up and talk, I was like, you idiot, just go up there and talk. So, but seeing the strength of these guys during the trip was incredible. You quickly realize it's not your own strength, it's God's strength. Even in, might sound silly, like, oh, you got to depend on them going camping. Well, yeah, you do. So, and they were good examples of that. Just incredible strength, you know, through the women on the trip, kids that are obviously smaller, like they did everything that all us other adults did, and it was just incredible to see. And then just the time in prayer, it makes you realize how much you need to be praying for your family, you know, all the time, just constantly. And that was good to have that time. And just thanks for the example that you showed me, all you guys on the trip, and thanks for Aaron for and David for willing to go on another trip. So I think that's all I got.
I'm going to wrap up here, and as I wrap up, one of the things that I think whenever you go on a trip, you come back and then there's this period of time where, okay, you were determined, like, okay, we're leaving this trip, we're coming home, and we want to implement these things, right? And then you get to this place where here we are several months later, and you're like, I won't say who, but somebody said, I feel like a failure. I don't have anything to say. Like, well, just because you weren't able to implement everything that you wanted to from this trip, there's still so much to learn from. And I think that's the beauty of being able to get up and give testimony of God's goodness. God is working. He worked in your heart, in your lives. It's something that these us 12 will never forget. We'll never forget the first night that we got out because it was raining. We got out into the waters and we couldn't find a campsite, and the first 7 or 8 campsites were all taken. So finally we get to the point where we were ready to pull in, like literally pulling in our boats. That's what I'm talking about. Like, we're on a lake. We're ready to pull in anywhere there is a clearing, even if it's not a campsite, because it is dark out. We, besides Pastor David and I, nobody else has set up one of these tents before. They don't know how to set up these tents. This is all brand new. And here we are late, it's dark, it's raining, and we can see the lightning coming. Little did we know that we set up our tents. Some of us set up our tents better than others. Ask Ben to show you a video that he took with his phone because it was still working at that moment. And it sounds like there's a waterfall and a stream. That stream literally was going underneath their tent that was half set up. They didn't even get out their sleeping bags. They just slept in their rain gear that night because that's what it was. It was extraordinary. Then we get up and we go throughout that next day after probably the worst storm that I've ever been in my life. And it's similar to what happened at Skyview a few years ago when the tornado and straight line winds came. That's literally what happened. And actually, the lake next to us that was just east of us, we read in articles later afterwards that people were flown out because a tree had fallen on a boy, a mom, and a son in their tent. And so thankfully he was safe and good, but they couldn't even fly him out that night because everything was so bad. They got to him, stabilized him. That could have been us. And there was a tree that was falling as we're trying to get our bear rope up because we still got to get our food up. I didn't want to do it, but we needed to do it because I could just imagine, even though it's raining and storming, a bear coming in the middle of the night, and we die not by the storm, we die because a bear gets us. So we get this rope and we throwing it up and finding the one branch that we could, and then all of a sudden we hear this cracking, and it's a tree that's falling next to us. It's dark out. We can't see where it's at. And so I'm just starting to scream, like, look out, look out, look out. Thankfully, Dylan was paying attention, and the tree right next to him, he took a step back, and the tree that was next to him fell close enough that it ripped his rain jacket, which wasn't good anymore for the rest of the trip after the first night, but God protected him. And if the tree would have fell the other way, it would have fell on Zach and my tent, and then we would have been in trouble for the rest of the trip. And that's just an example of how God took care of us. Andrew talked about the next day walking through the rapids. I have never, nor will I ever think that I will see somebody holding a canoe from the back walking down rapids carrying the canoe. Like, it was an extraordinary feat of strength and yet determination. And it was just amazing how God protected us even through those rapids in that time. The next day, all the while, Pastor Dave and I are telling the group, guys, it's never been this bad before, right? Get to day one, guys, I've never been through a storm like that. Day two, like, we've never been through rapids like that. Day three, we go out, and because the first 2 days have kind of been easy or been hard, we said, hey, let's have, I left it to Logan, right, and Jacob. They were going to determine what the group was going to do. Either we were going to take a long portage trip just with us. We didn't have to take our bags and stuff because we were staying on the same island. Or they could show grace, mercy to the group, like we could have a relaxing day. So they said, hey, we'll canoe to the start of the portage, the trail, and then we'll tell the team. They told the team, hey, we're not going to do this trail. And so everybody's like, yeah. And then the wind picks up, and we have white caps on this lake. And so we start canoeing back. And sure enough, somebody tips over. And as they tip over, which, by the way, I've never flipped a canoe. And in the rapids, I did flip my canoe. It was just crazy. And so it was God provided. There was a campsite there. We ate our lunches there. We waited for the wind to calm down. And that was probably at 11. And we waited till 8 p.m. And finally, I said, we have to go get back to camp, and because it was going to start getting dark. The wind was strong that whole day, that whole time, white caps. And I knew with this group, like, we are not going to get across this lake safely. We've got to wait for the wind to calm down. During that time, a certain someone was whittling, and he whittled, and his knife slipped off of the stick and punctured right in the middle of his hand. And so he says, as we're sitting here in a group, he says, hey, guys, I cut my hand, and I think it's pretty bad. Just like that. Hey, guys, I cut my hand. I think it's pretty bad. And I look, and I still remember this. I turn around, and I see him, and he's holding his hand, and there's just blood, like, pouring out of this. And then, so thankfully, God provided a nurse. Harrison right away just goes over, like, without any hesitation, just goes in there and puts his finger to stop that bleeding. And Zach's like, ah. But it was exactly what was needed. And long story short, we had to super glue his hand together to keep it. God protected us, though. And after the third day, we said, guys, we've never had a trip like this before. But we just want to let you know, we have no idea what's coming next, but God does. And God showed us as we walked through the book of Colossians and just learned and grew. And it was just a sweet time. And God stirred in my heart and talking with Pastor David. Wednesday night, I knew the forecast was coming that at the end of our time would be storms again. I just saw the forecast before we left. Understand it, when you're out there, you don't have any reception. There's no like checking the forecast to get an update. Like, you don't get that. But I told Pastor Jay, I said, I feel like we need to go out early. He's like, okay. Of course, he's not going to disagree. And we didn't tell the rest of the team that, but I think it was Peyton and who led with you? Jacob led that day, and they got our team through the longest portage. And we walked through that, and then they told the team, hey, we're going to get out of the woods, and we're going to go get a hotel. And sure enough, that night on the radar, we watched as a major storm came through that same area where we were going to be, and God just protected us. God provided for us. I am way over budget for this line item, by the way, because we hurt our boats so bad in the rapids, and because of our extra night out. So if you'd like to give to Canada, I'm just teasing. But just when you see the budget line item, just know we're over budget, and that's why. God was so faithful, and as they shared, we have not only the memories, but this walk with Jesus that's unique. And I pray that you would take away some of what you've heard. Maybe you can relate to a Harrison who says, hey, I understand this control, or Sally that says, I'm a parent and I love my kids so much and I want the best for them, but understanding the best thing I can do is to pray for them. Or like my friend Ben, who doesn't want to get up in front of people but says, hey, I'll do it because I find strength in the body, and I know I'm still working and God's still working on me. And that's what this is about. This is about us as a family allowing God to continue to work in us and use us and strengthen us. And so thank you each for going and for being willing to share this morning. How about I pray for us as we get ready to sing together. Lord, we thank you for this morning. Thanks for the opportunity, Lord, just to testify of your goodness, to give testimony of your work in our lives. And I pray for these 11, Lord, that you will continue to do your work in them. Lord, to use this trip and the things of this trip, that they'll continue to be reminded of the truths that you were showing them, and that you'll continue to do that. You'll strengthen them, that they won't grow weary, they won't get discouraged. And Lord, as the body of Christ, that we will continue to encourage one another as we walk through the different scenarios. Whatever you may allow in our life, we know that you are there to guide us, to direct us, to give us exactly what we need, that we may endure for your glory, for your kingdom. And Lord, we know it's for our good. And so we praise your name. We thank you for the protection that you gave us. Thank you for all that you taught us. And Lord, may you continue to do your good work in us today and Lord, in the future. Lord, as we lift up our voices in praise, may you be glorified as we testify to you and to those around us, lifting up one voice, praising you, Lord, because you're worthy of it. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I had this great sermon planned for today. And I just want to walk you through. We'll take another 40 minutes here. And now, if you do have your Bibles, I'd like to read it to you. I'd like to read the passage. I'd like for you to read and follow with me. I've got 6 minutes. It'll be the shortest sermon ever. Eric, where is it? All right. I was waiting for Eric, but Zach beat him to it. So, Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 2 through 21. I know you just stood up, so I'm going to let you sit, okay? I'm going to read this. You can follow along with me, and then I'm going to give you a quick summary of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 through 21. Paul writes this, "But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, 'Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.'" I want to sum this up into three simple areas for you this morning. Again, you dig in, you do your research, you study the Word. These three are this. One, don't covet. Don't covet. What we see here, whether it's a sexual sin or whether it is immorality, as Paul describes this, it really can be summed up in this: covetousness. Coveting something that God hasn't given you or something that's against who He is. Don't covet, but ultimately what we see is find contentment in God. Find contentment in the Lord. Don't covet. It's hard not to covet, isn't it? I always wanted an F-150. And the Lord gave me that. Now I don't covet after it anymore. Sometimes the Lord gives you what are desires of our heart. Other times He doesn't give us the desires of our heart. And yet He knows exactly what is best for us. So find contentment in Him. Don't covet after something that He hasn't given you. Second, be thankful. Be thankful. When we find contentment in the Lord, then it's easier to have a thankful heart. As He talks in this passage, our tongue in lying or speaking ill or talking about things that we know isn't right, Paul says this: be thankful. What solves most of the issues of our heart is thankfulness. Because if we had time, we would look, out of our heart comes what we speak. So what you are saying shows what's in your heart. Be thankful. Use your words to build up one another. That's what we've been speaking about this year. Use your words to build the other person or people up. Third is this: make every day count. Make every day count. When I laid in that tent next to my son, when that wind was so strong, stronger than anything I've ever been a part of, and I've been in a lot of storms, I put my hand on my son and I just prayed. Because why? I'm not in control. God's in control. And I realize in those moments that our lives can be snuffed out in just a moment. Life is short. Make every day count. Paul says here, making the best use of the time. How are you using your time? Make every day count. Why? Because shining your light matters in a dark world. Again, if we had time, we would see this and we would explore that even in Isaiah, what Paul quotes here is that Israel, God's chosen people, that they would wake up. That they would wake up. They've fallen asleep. Why? Because it's light. And that God was going to use them as a light in the darkness of the world. We know our world is dark today. And how is the light going to shine? Through you and me. So we have to make every day count. As the light, allowing Jesus to speak to us and through us. I'm 1 minute over. You're like, oh my word, can you do that every Sunday? No, I won't. Will you stand? Would you pray with me? I want to encourage you to take that passage and dig into it. There's a lot of meat there. There's a lot that's in there. Thanks for joining with us as we worship the Lord. Part of that passage says to sing songs, hymns. Now, just want you to know those aren't the old hymns that like Jay sang today, all right? Paul isn't writing about those kind of hymns, but the hymns of truth, the words that speak the truth of who God is. We got to do that today, amen? We got to build one another up and singing and encouraging each other through the testimony and through communion. And so I pray that you walk away encouraged, but also challenged, even at that, looking at that short little passage of time that we had, that you'll make every day count. Don't waste your life. And whatever's in the past is in the past, but you can make decisions today that help shine the light for the dark world that we all live in. And we know they need Jesus. May Jesus use us. Amen. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for each one that's gathered here and for those who are online. Lord, may you encourage our hearts to stay true to you. For those who don't know Jesus as their Savior, I pray that today they would invite Jesus to be the Savior of their life, Lord, to ask Jesus for the forgiveness of their sin and to claim him as Savior and Lord, and that they would trust Jesus and his saving grace. Lord, thank you for those of us who have claimed Jesus as our Savior and Lord. May we know that there can only be one Lord of our life. We can't go coveting the rest of the world. Lord, we covet you. We need to know you more every day, and so help us to do that. Help us to be thankful as we see you working, as we are seeing you work even in our midst. We praise you and thank you for how you are working. We thank you for the 54 children in Awana this last week. And will you pray that, Lord, that you'll continue to do a work in those children's hearts and in those families. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to a young couple, Lord, as they walk through the birth of Elijah. And we pray for the Yost family that you will continue to provide strength and even some rest and sleep as little Elijah is still there in the NICU. We pray for his healing, Lord, that you would touch him and allow him, Lord, to be able to come home, and that you would give Jacob and Haley, Lord, the rest that they need. Help us as a church family to continue to minister, Lord, to those who are in need, that we will be able to love them and care for them and pray for them. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be light in a dark world. So as we walk out of these doors, may we take full advantage of this day knowing that this is the day that you have made, we can rejoice and be glad in it, giving thanks to you. And we pray that you would just allow your light to shine through us. We pray this in the wonderful, the matchless name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.